The Johnson Amendment, named for and introduced by then-Senate Majority Leader Lyndon Johnson in 1954, prohibits religious organizations from directly or indirectly contributing to the campaigns of political candidates. The law strips tax-exempt status of religious groups and other 501c3 entities who give financial, verbal, or written support to a campaign. Utah Governor Gary Herbert says that competing claims to rights will continue to be an issue in the coming years. However, he refuses to comment on Trump's proposal without any specific legislation to evaluate.
It's going to be a debate, religious liberties, that's something that's, I know the side of religion is concerned about, that their rights seem to be diminishing and becoming more narrow under the guise of making sure that everybody has opportunity to do whatever they want. And I think that's going to be an ongoing debate, and we'll have to, if any legislation comes up, we'll be happy to answer that then. But other than that, I don't want to speculate on what's going to come.
Although President Trump has made similar promises in the past, getting rid of the Johnson Amendment could face fierce opposition from Christian churches and other religious groups themselves. The Baptist Joint Committee for Religious Liberty released a statement against repealing the law following the National Prayer Breakfast. Support for clergy endorsements of candidates is weak among just about all groups of Christians. Herbert says that competing rights claims need to be balanced and that Utah was able to do just that with its own anti-discrimination law last year.
You know, I think that there are circumstances where your own religion prevails, and I think there are certain settings where it shouldn't be a decider. And again, when we offer government to the public, you know, I think it's hard for you to say, well, my religion says this, and therefore I won't perform a marriage, for example. We found a way in Utah to address that in, I think, a comfortable, rational, sensible way.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.